Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, gentlemen, so really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, so I'm shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, that's my thing.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Dave Hodges and James White here. We are the hosts of the Common Sense Show, and we're coming to you on a variety of outlets, including TalkNetwork.com, Global Star Radio Network, AM 1600, WMQM, and WMVM, and we greatly appreciate all of you listening today, and we have another terrific show for you. And for the introduction of our guest, let me throw it over to Jim.
Thanks, Dave. Yes, we're delighted this evening to have a good friend of mine here, a fellow Montanan, who actually wrote the book Off-Grid, One New York Man's Journey to Living Off-Grid in Montana. He also has a DVD of off-grid living that I helped him produce. He lives north of me here and up in the hills at points undisclosed. He's been on hundreds of talk shows, and I've interviewed him, 10 or 12 times. He's a friend of the show and certainly a friend to Liberty. And I'm speaking, of course, about Rich Sheban. Rich, thanks so much for joining us here on the Common Sense Show.
Well, Jim and Dave, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Rich, you know, this is your first time here on the broadcast, and for the benefits of those out there that may not be familiar with your work, why don't you give us a little bit of background for a point of reference on your background in New York. You grew up there in pretty much the jungle, the concrete jungle. Wanted to get a little bit get away from there and move out here to Montana, and you really radically changed your whole entire life. And now here it is some, I don't know how many years later, Rich, but now you have you're an author and have a DVD. Tell us a bit about your journey.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim and Dave, it was an interesting journey. I had a lot of fun growing up in New York, but I've always had a dream, a goal to get back to nature. And I wanted to live in the Northern Rock. I wanted to live off grid. I wanted to do the mountain man thing, if you will, live off land and go back to nature. And I spent 26 years in the metropolitan area of New York City. I went through over 20 years of corporate America. I got 3 college degrees. And I realized with all my bouts that I had with things like affirmative action quotas and political correctness in general, which pretty much every talk show, as you know, is talking about that these days, I decided that we are not in control of our own destiny like we used to be. So that's why I wrote the book, to give people ideas and solutions so they can take control of their lives.
Well, that's great, Rich. And, you know, out there, I've been out there to your place on numerous occasions. And, you know, out there, and as people will see if they're able to purchase the DVD, and actually you can find that on Food for Liberty. Rich's DVD.com/Hodges. We have a copy. You can buy a copy of Rich's DVD. But, you know, you have a very comprehensive, wide range of skill sets, Rich. And I'm fascinated, really, actually, by – we have to do a video of this. I'm actually fascinated by your knowledge of plants and how I walked around your yard with you and you stopped at about maybe 30 different plants and you knew everything about them, how to cook them, what their medicinal value was, what to use them with. It's really incredible. The amount of knowledge you have, my friend, is incredible. But talk a little bit about your actual facility there, your ranch. You're into animal husbandry. You have a stream off the back where you fish. You hunt and you harvest all your own meat. Tell us a little bit about the day-to-day life there on the ranch with you, Rich.
Yeah, well, I definitely believe, Jim, that our cookie-cutter follower politically correct mentality is not going to give us answers to what we have to do regarding ideas and solutions. And I wanted to have a plan B because the elite have the golden parachutes. So I wanted to learn things like alternative energy. We have a solar array. We make our own energy. We are big gardeners. And for people who aren't aware, vitamins and minerals come from the soil. And a lot of our soil has been chemically, mechanically, and commercially beat to smithereens. Just look at things like GMO foods in America. They don't even have to be labeled. And as most of us know by now, Monsanto shareholders voted 96% to not disclose the GMO ingredients. So I felt that was very important. We raise our own animals. I teach people what kind of land to buy. I talk a lot about amortization schedules and give people the opportunity to possibly talk to the landowner and hold the paper form. I go into a lot of detail about that. I give financial counseling. Haven't charged anybody yet. I've been doing it since my late 20s. I talk about a balance in life, Jim and Dave, how hard work, interests, and hobbies need to be separated, old and new, city and country, and especially nature and technology. You know, not just because I love nature, but today, especially today's youth, they're getting addicted to what I call the blue light syndrome. You know, the television, the computer, the iPad. And we need to return to the 19th century and regain those lost skills, but dovetail them with 21st century technology. And what I'm trying to do is fix America from the bottom up and not the top down. And that's one of the reasons why I do all these shows, have the DVD video and the book and do talks.
Well, that is really terrific, and you have so much good stuff out there. But I agree with you. I want to go back to something you said just a moment ago, and that is the issue of political correctness. You know, I'm ready to scream with the top of my lungs, Rich and Jim. I am so sick of political correctness. And let me give you a case in point. Okay, when we have Muslims coming into the country, and I say that we need to screen each and every Muslim immigrant for appropriateness, suitability, and guarantee the fact that they're not terrorists, people say, oh, you just don't like Muslims, you're being prejudiced. No, actually, 90% of the Muslims are not radicalized, according to the experts. 10% are. I'm worried about the 10%. I want to know where they're at. It only makes sense from a national security perspective to screen people from regions of the planet that historically do not like the United States and have also committed acts of terrorism against our people and our property. But political correctness, oh my gosh, you can't say anything about the terrorists because Loretta Lynch mob and all her little friends will come down on our heads. Would you comment on that, please?
Sure, Dave. Well, that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book on the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be self-sufficient. We have a tiered system of special rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And in the book, I talk about two different groups, victim group status and protectionist group status. And in other words, I give examples and evidence, Dave, that shows that America is drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. Now, you mentioned the Muslim issue. I'm going to just get down to the nitty-gritty and say it like it is. The best case scenario is that they want to bring in people to create skirmishes like what's happening in Europe to take away our Second Amendment rights. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario, this is an actual invasion. And when people are coming to any country and they're not properly vetted, and first of all, how can anybody who says anything like you just said or I'm saying be a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe? In Sweden just today, Dave, I just read an article that a Muslim gang beat a gay man to death and then wrapped a snake around his neck. You know, this political correctness stuff, they're using, just like they're using all people of different skin pigmentation, women, homosexuals, they're doing the same thing with Muslims. You know, think about this. The powers that be bomb the Middle East for years, and then they bring in illegal immigrants or illegal refugees to do whatever they're doing with no vetting, no proper vetting. And it almost doesn't make sense. There's so much corrupt practices going on from the central banks all the way to every tier of government. What they need to do is create distractions, dumb us down, and divide us by groups. This is all part of the plan. It's gotten to the point where we've literally traded common sense and logic for political correctness. And this is why we all need to stand up. Everything that we're hearing from the six corporations, there's 300 executives, folks, that run that control all the information that comes out of TV, radio, newspapers, production companies, publishing houses, just six companies. We have to stand up and say no more, because truth has been trumped by manufactured perception, manufactured guilt and pity. We live in an emperor has no clothes society, Dave. So what we're doing is the right thing and speaking up and saying it like it is.
You know, Rich, we only got a couple of minutes left here before our first break. I wrote an article here on treason.news, which is a website that I write for daily. The title of the article is Political Correctness Using the Herd to Silence Free Speech. Isn't that really essentially what it is, political correctness? We can certainly carry over on the other side of the break with this, but isn't that really, Rich, when you break it down to the brass tacks, isn't that an attack against the First Amendment? Really, isn't it really using the herd, basically, to squelch the First Amendment, our First Amendment rights?
Oh, absolutely. The left-right paradigm, Jim, is false, phony. The true paradigm is vertical. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. In other words, the super wealthy versus the bottom 93%. But how they're changing people's minds with political correctness, Jim, is not through legitimate means. It's through intimidation and threats and bribery and shaming and threats and blackmail. And you know, it's a social control through imposed etiquette. This is nothing but force and fear. And this is why I always say we have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everyone on American soil. If we did that, 98% of the conversations we're having would be moot.
Indeed, you are correct. You know, Rich, we're coming here. We got about a minute left. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your websites and where people can find your book and your DVD? We actually already told everybody where you can find the DVD. Tell us about your website and where people can find your book, Rich.
You bet, Jim. Folks, it's a lot easier to remember my website, especially if you're driving right now, which is offgridmontana.com. And Montana is spelled out, not abbreviated. Again, that is offgridmontana.com. And I wrote a book about the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient. And the back end of the book, the second half of the book, really talks about ideas and solutions on how we can why we should be discussing self-sufficiency and tangibility at every dinner table. And I give specific ideas and solutions regarding my specific lifestyle. And it really has made a big difference for a lot of the American people from the feedback I'm getting.
That's great, Rich. Well, here we are. We've come to the end of the first segment here on the Common Sense Show. Please hang on after these brief messages. We'll be back with Dave Hodges and James White with our special guest, Rich Sheban.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Thanks for staying with us to the break. Dave Hodges and James White back here with you on WMQM and Global Star Radio Network et al., and we're happy to be back. Before we rejoin our guest, Rich, just want to remind everybody that the dollar is not doing better. Unfortunately, it's still under the weather, not likely to recover. And so before you sink with the dollar, I want to keep reminding you that you need to get the bulk of your cash out of the bank and you need to invest in precious metals. To do that, please visit my friend, Steve Quayle. And you can visit with him. He'll talk with you. He'll consult with you. Call him at 406-586-4842. Please, don't become one of those people. Don't be that guy that lines up outside the bank and the line doesn't move for hours because there's a big tank sitting in front of it. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4842. Well, Rich, you've talked a lot, very impressively, about the double standard of the ruling elite and the fact that they exempt themselves from everything they force upon us. Let's go there. Let's talk about that.
You bet. Well, the first thing we have to realize, and pardon my redundancy, Dave, is that the left-right paradigm, the Democrat-Republican paradigm, is totally false, it's totally phony, it's totally theater. There may be a 5% difference at best. The true paradigm is the aristocracy versus the serfs. And Jim, when we were off air a few minutes ago, you were talking about the presentation I gave in Kalispell last month, and you said you had enjoyed that. And what I did was I put an X and Y axis on a whiteboard, and I basically, to make a long story short, showed how the incline in net worth and basic dollars and from 0% to 93% is a very almost irrelevant steady incline. And for example, 40% of the people in America have $500 or less, 50% have $1,000 or less, 43% spend more than they earn, 83% of the stocks are owned by 1% of the people. In fact, since 2009, 95% of the profits have been realized by the top 1% of the people. And at 93%, it takes a little bit of a rise regarding net worth and cash flow. And then the top 1, 2%, it shoots through the moon. And it just proves that we have a fascist system where the big corporate oligarchies and big government has created an alliance. Only 4% of people are self-employed in America today. And there's a phenomenon that's, there's a lot of things that I can mention, but some are very scary. For example, about 2 years ago, the first time in the U.S., banks own more residential houses than all of the residents put together. Now, keep in mind, folks, whether it be the 2008 Paulson stimulus package, all the QE ones and twos and threes, and all the printing of money that happens by the billions of dollars every month, and all the too big to fails or too big to jails, this came from the middle class pocketbooks. So even though they've done risk, these banks have done risky behaviors from fractional reserve lending on your, in your little bank on Main Street, all the way to all the corrupt monetary practices, which are many from the central banks, we've paid for it. So all these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, transparency, accountability, diversity. I mean, what's up with diversity? How come 99% of the conversation regarding diversity, guys, has that something to do with skin pigmentation, who you have sex with, or gender? I live off-grid in Montana. 0.1% of Americans live off-grid in America. How come I'm not considered diverse? You know, it's gotten to the point that it's so obvious to see not just the middle class demise, but the fact that we are losing control of our own destiny, people. And whether it be because of political correctness, whether it be because of corruption, there's a lot of reasons. The only way we are going to come out of this, and that's why I mentioned on one of your last radio programs, Jim and Dave, I mentioned AnnaVonWrites.com. She's a woman up in Alaska, and I have her book here.
Just an update, Rich. I did purchase her book, and I'm trying to get her on the broadcast perhaps even next week as a guest.
Oh, that'll be great. And just to wet your listeners' whistle a little bit, she filed a lien on behalf of the American people for $279 trillion against the Department of Justice and the American Bar Association. She's a common law judge in America, and she states things like the American Bar Association and the IRS is owned and operated by private foreign debt collection agencies. She talks about all the lies that's going on in America. She basically says that lawyers and judges have been unlawful, and we need to convene grand juries around the nation and go back to common law because of the fact that we've been living in a maritime admiralty law, which are jurisdictions of the sea and not the land. She talks about the central banks. She talks about a lot of things. And I think, folks, this is one book that we could use as a tool and as a solution. Because if the judges in the American Bar Association has basically given up on the American people and created a separate tiered system of special rules, laws, and accountability based on group you're in, we stand no chance of having freedom and liberty exist in America.
Well, Rich, not only do they divide us into groups, but then they take those groups and they very stealthily or craftily pit these groups against each other. So they really, not only do they actually define who we are, now they don't define who I am individually, but you get where I'm coming from, society-wise I'm speaking of. They not only define what groups we're in, but then they use those groups to battle against each other, man. And the whole time, Rich, you know, you're looking at this guy and that guy that's the enemy, and we're sort of looking, horizontally. We're really, the enemy really is vertical. You know, it's this elite class that sits above the rest of us, the 0.1% that's really eating out our substance. That's who the really enemy is. It's not the people on the ground here with us generally. You know, and I like to say also these countries that we're at war with, as a nation, the average, it's like the examples, the average people in these countries are probably good people. You sit down and have a cup of coffee with someone that lives in Iran. He's probably a regular person just like you and I, but they use these groups to pit us against each other. Rich, what say you?
Well, I totally agree, and that's why I talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. I mean, look at some of the things that's happened. Remember the Kentucky clerk who didn't want to process homosexual marriage licenses? You know, that's her personal decision. And the argument was that she wasn't obeying the law. Well, I can defend that all day long. Look at Lois Lerner attacking conservative groups. Look at Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, the email server scandal. Have you, if you ever listened to Larry Nichols, who worked for the Clintons, what he said, oh, my gosh. I mean, Obama, his executive orders shredding the Constitution, doubling black unemployment. I mean, Hillary Clinton, you talk about hypocrisy. She keeps trying to empower women, and here she goes to Saudi Arabia and takes millions of dollars of donation. They don't really have equality there. I mean, people, as long as in my book I talk, I label these words the dirty dozen words, extremist, white supremacist, sexist, bigot, misogynist, racist. They throw these words at us all day long, and people are afraid to stand for principle and afraid to be called these names. We have to basically start standing up and demanding that people practice what they preach, especially at the top. And, you know, there's so many examples that I could give, and I call them things like, for example, all laws should be non-exempt. If you are putting together Obamacare, and remember Gruber, one of the creators of Obamacare, he said that the American people are stupid, and that's why we need it. You know, if how can you send your kids, how can you have a private health care plan and be a proponent of Obamacare? How can you be a proponent of Common Core when you're sending your children to private school? How about living green and you go to Paris and flying on a big jet? Or how about being a proponent of major gun laws when you hire bodyguards? I can go on. It's gotten, the hypocrisies have gotten to the point where we've literally gotten rid of common sense and logic for political correctness, guys.
Well, Rich, there is a solution here, and the people just don't get it. I mean, it's certainly a case of rules for thee but not for me, but it's time for some good old-fashioned civil disobedience. I mean, if we all stood up collectively and said, no, we're not going to go along with you on this. And by the way, wait until the next election, because if you're not a proven Christian, you're not going to get our vote. What would they do? Build a fence around the country and call it prison?
Well,
we got about a minute left, Rich. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think one of Anavon Wright's suggestions, replacing corrupt judges or getting rid of all judges and attorneys and convening with grand juries around the country. Dave, what I would like to see is we can't fix things from the top down. It's too corrupt. That's why I always say we need to do it from the bottom down. How long do you expect to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave if you don't have the guts to stand for principle? How I define principle is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. And if we, whether it be for state or by county, or break it down even more so, I think we should all do things different ways and see if we do it 50 ways, 100 ways, 1,000 ways. Let's glean the good ideas from the areas who have done well, instead of this tyrannical dictatorship, fascist, corrupt system that we have now.
Well, Rich, we're out of time here, Rich, for this segment. We hope you stick around with us after this short break on the Common Sense Show. We'll be back on the other side with Rich Sieben. I'm James White, along with Dave Hodges. And you know, Rich, when we get back on the other side, I'd like to talk about some practical prepping solutions for people out there that may be in an urban environment. So stick around with us after the break here on the Common Sense Show.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna food storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
And we're back. Dave Hodges, James White here, the Common Sense Show, coming to you on a variety of outlets, including AM 1600, WMQM, and Global Star Radio Network, talkradionet.com. I'll tell you, we are so thrilled to be with all of you. We have a terrific guest today. Before we rejoin him, I want to set the stage. And I want to set the stage by talking about something that you and your family need to get. You need to get it today. It's inexpensive, but you don't know when you're going to need it. Folks, if the dollar takes a dive, and we're talking $19 trillion in debt, a $1.5 quadrillion credit swap derivatives debt. So it's not a matter of if. When the dollar takes a dive, you're going to want to have essential resources at home because the grocery stores will be empty by the second day. And that's optimistic. So you're going to want to have a Berkey water filter. And the best place I know of to get a Berkey water filter is at readymaderesources.com. And you can get a hold of Bob Griswold tomorrow at 1-800-627-3809. Again, Berkey water filter, best in the business for purifying drinking water, because you never know when your pipes are shut off, folks. You're going to be glad you have this. 1-800-627-3809. Well, Rich, you kind of heard that lead in here for where we're going next. Prepping. And, you know, I do think we're a step from the street. I think the American people are in such dire danger. FEMA says 75% of us aren't prepared to survive 72 hours. So let's talk about prepping. And this broadcast primarily is emanating out of Memphis, Tennessee, so a good-sized metropolitan area. What would you tell our friends in Memphis about what they need to be doing?
Well, if it was if I was living in urban suburban America, you mentioned having a Berkey filter. I definitely think that getting hold of clean, uncontaminated water is a plus. Now, keep in mind, folks, those of you who live in urban, suburban America are probably on municipal water and don't have access to well water. And I don't want to scare people, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I think people would rather me tell the truth and blow smoke up their keister and tell people what they want to hear. So that being said, fluoride, chlorine, and there's other chemicals in city water. Fluoride is often the main ingredient in rat poison. China labels it as a pesticide. It creates tooth decay, brain lesions, and much more. Makes women sterile and makes other people docile. So what I would do is look for water that is uncontaminated by municipal chemicals. The next thing I would concentrate on, folks, is having a plan B where you can get to a more rural area if possible. And I was just on a radio show that talked about off-grid living. And one of the things that I mentioned just a few days ago, I really feel that we need to increase our communication. We need to help everybody. And one of my favorite words is synergy, because we're so divided by groups, because the powers that be, that's their MO, is to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people so they can have their way, because they are so addicted to power, money, and control. I think it's very important that whether it be your community, your neighborhood, your county, have self-sufficiency preparedness expos. Bring in speakers, ideas, solutions. Have a solutions conference. I'm going to be at one of the speakers in Vegas in February at a solutions conference. These are the things that we need to do to give people a plan B, a plan C. And I would also concentrate, Dave, on real food and not food-like products. But if you, depending on your fiscal situation, if you need, for example, 6 months of food, you can go to like a Costco or wherever and buy 10 gallons of pasta, 10 gallons of beans, 10 gallons of rice, dehydrated, and two people right there have 6 months worth of food. You're not going to have a lot of variety, but you're going to have food. But communication and synergy is so important if there's any type of collapse or financial or economic compromise in America.
I want to interject, Rich. They can go to foodforliberty.com and get that same food supply and then get 6 months same as cash. I just thought I'd throw that out there. You know, Rich, we have a situation here where, you know, as we talked about, the audience listening to this is probably, you know, a great deal of them are in sort of urban, suburban America, as you like to call it. And you just talked about real food. Even if you live in an apartment complex where you don't really have a lot of room, you can still like plant a little planter, right? I mean, you can do something, just even if it's a little bit, just to start to, you know, just get the mindset of breaking away from the system. Even growing one small plant box in your window of maybe even a cramped apartment is a good step in the right direction, is it not?
I don't disagree with that, but I have a better suggestion. I would go back to the communication and synergy idea I had and get people together and start a community garden. A community garden. Now, the soil in most cities aren't the best because it's full of heavy metals and things of that nature. But you can always supplement by building your own compost pile, by raking leaves, cutting lawns, save every eggshell, every organic coffee ground, every radish top. Start your own compost pile. And there are people in urban, suburban America, folks, who are getting together and sharing these ideas, solutions, knowledge, trading heirloom and open pollinated seeds so you don't have any chance of getting GMO and contamination. Folks, one out of two of us are dying of cancer today. In 1900, it was one out of 60, 6-0. We need to start eating foods that are not food-like, but that have nutrition, like immune stimulants versus immune suppressants like sugar. Some immune stimulants that I grow here in my garden are onions, garlic, cayenne pepper, horseradish, kale, all cabbage family, like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, ginger. We don't grow that here, but that's an excellent immune stimulant. You know, the things that we're getting at the store like MSG and aspartame, all these artificial sweeteners, nicotine, high fructose corn syrup, they're all designed to be addictive. Propylene glycol is an additive in many foods. This is an antifreeze. I have an acronym in my book called SARP. That's my personal acronym. Synthetic, artificial, refined, and processed. If you can, try to limit that. You can't. None of us can avoid it at all, but try to limit it. And during the summer months, try to eat raw. Get those enzymes in your body because enzymes act as biochemical catalysts to aid in nutrition and digestion in your body, Jim.
Well, that's a really good advice because our diet, let's say it is not healthy. Obesity is rampant in this country. And when I talk to nutritionists across the country on a repetitive basis, in fact, on our Sunday night show, we do a health report with Katie Whalen. And one of the things that we constantly hear is the reason for obesity in large part is because of the GMOs. We don't process the food properly. We have all these preservatives you just mentioned, such as MSG, and our diet is an absolute mess. And people need to take control of their diet. And in fact, with a lot of the survival food that's out there, like foodforliberty.com, what we're looking at here is food that is probably healthier than people are eating at 90% of their meals. Do you agree with that statement?
Is that question directed to me, Dave?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, folks, I was part of the story in the book is the fact that I was a pharmaceutical rep for over 20 years, and I talk about the corruption and manipulation in this industry. Now, think about what the immune system deals with. It deals with inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification of cancers and tumors. Think about the fact that we're taking in synthetic drugs in our body, paying for it. Like, look at chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, it was basically a mustard gas developed in World War I. If we would just think about eating healthy, just try a little harder, think about vitamins and minerals and enzymes and eating raw, at least during the summer months, I think we would all be so much better off.
No doubt, Rich. And, you know, people can't minimize the benefit of, like, growing, like, herbs or sprouts and that type of stuff. I mean, those are key as well, right? Those are vitamin packed, and they can grow those things in a very small environment. Is that not right?
They can. I know people who grow things in pots, but in all reality, you're not going to get a large percentage of your produce. If you're living in urban America and you grow pots on your balcony, for example, you'll get some. Like, for example, I have 10 raised beds and 2 greenhouses here, and I grow 90% of my own produce. But I only use 1/10 of an acre, and I keep supplementing vitamins and minerals in my soil using my goat manure, my chicken manure, and all the compost things that we save on a regular basis.
Well, you know, Rich, we got about 2 minutes left here. Excuse me. You know, Rich, what? Talk a little bit about, you know, you could probably carry this over, but you have been, one of the things people would find out if they bought your book, you've actually hunted. You're quite a hunter. You're quite a hunter, and you've got quite a few trophies. Tell us a little bit about your hunting experience, Rich. And you actually pull a lot of your own game. You eat a lot of the what you kill, right? I mean, that's mostly what you eat is what you harvest. Is that not right?
That's correct. I give away 50% of what I harvest. I've been doing that all my life. I think that's the right thing to do. And I like to eat meat that doesn't have the hormones, steroids, or antibiotics in it. And hunting, I've harvested probably about 200 big game animals, and 85% with a bow and arrow. I do enjoy archery hunting. And this year, I really had a hard time pulling back my bow. I couldn't do it for half the season. I have severe spinal stenosis, amongst other things. And the story is in the book, by the way. I won't go into great detail. I just want people to realize that we should never give up on our goals, our dreams, our health, or ourselves. And I talk a lot about the inspirational, motivational part of that when I give talks. And I just feel that exercise, and which hunting gives. Now, I have to do everything with moderation and modification. I have to drive out to my kill, so I have to hunt close to a road or on private land. And I bone out my meat. But the skills that I learn, not just the hunting, but taking care of the animal and cleaning it and butchering it and knowing what to do, that's one of the reasons on my DVD video I butcher a turkey on there, because and so much great feedback, because most Americans don't know how to do that, Jim.
Well, you know, Rich, you're absolutely correct. And we have to end there for this segment. Please stick around with us here on the Common Sense Show. I'm James White, along with my co-host, Dave Hodges. We're interviewing our friend Rich Sheeben, Off-Grid Living Montana. Please stay around with us after the break. And we're going to, Rich, on the other side of the break here, we're going to talk about Donald Trump and get your thoughts on him. So please hang around with us here on the Common Sense Show.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. New Mana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order New Mana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Welcome back. Dave and Jim here on the Common Sense Show, coming to you on AM 1600 WMQM, the 50,000 super watt station. And we're really happy to be with you guys. We're glad you could join us today with our friend Rich Sheban, who's giving us lots of tips on how to survive difficult times. Before we rejoin Rich, I just wanted to mention you've heard Rich talk about survival food. You've heard me talk about it a lot during our commercial spots. And we try to bring you products that we think people might reasonably need in the troubling days that are coming. And one of the things that we have available is a bug out bag, and that's 76 delicious meals, reasonably priced. And to go with that, organic powdered milk, something for the kids. And these are reasonably priced, and we're going to check this out because you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else, and we're going to help you finance it. 6 months, same as cash. Go to foodforliberty.com/Hodges to see what we have available. And we are really, really ramping up here because we know as the economy worsens, these orders are going to back up quickly. We're already seeing some of that. So again, that's foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Rich, let me tell you about my friend, the late, great Captain Gary Beiler. I don't know if you've ever heard me tell my story about how I got started in the media. Basically, John McCain and his globalist friends were trying to overtake us and strip our property rights from us and kick us off our property so he could put an international highway through here for the Canamex Highway on behalf of the Central American Free Trade Agreement that he was a co-sponsor for. And Gary Beiler was one of my partners in fighting against this tyranny. So as a consequence, I got to know Gary really well. He grew up dirt poor, and I want you to listen to this. He used to, they didn't have a dad, the mom was sick, and Gary was the oldest of the kids, and they would go to school, and Gary would carry his rifle with him. And on the way home, he would hunt what the family would eat that night. There's a little message in there, guys. When he went to school, he took his gun with him, and they put it in a part of the room, unloaded, safety off. None of these gun-free zones making the kids targets. And on the way home, he hunted the game that they ate in their double-wide trailer. Rich, what's your feeling about what I just said?
Well, it's something that doesn't surprise probably me or any of your listeners. When I came out with my book, I had about a dozen production companies want to do reality shows and documentaries about my lifestyle. And I had this woman call. She had a lot of guts to trust my word in not basically telling on her. And she told me that this company, Rich, I wouldn't trust them. They want to make prepping, self-sufficiency derogatory. They don't want to cultivate thinking. They want to cultivate followers. So self-sufficiency is something that's mentioned a lot in our circles, but the powers that be do not want us to be self-sufficient or be thinkers or have the rights or bring up our Constitution and the Second Amendment. So it just shows how far we've fallen, Dave. I don't know if you heard the story today about the middle-aged man who has seven kids, and he decided to be a transgender and be a six-year-old girl. So he left his seven kids. You know, this is part of this political correctness that the powers that be are trying to basically break our will. They want to turn our heads. They want to wow us. They want us to this is all designed to make walking zombies. Because going back to that scenario, if you're an ordinary man, you leave your children, you're considered a deadbeat dad. Exactly. Political correctness is taking wants to take our First Amendment, our Second Amendment. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, Dave, they are making the American people trade in logic and common sense for political correctness.
Well, not only is that father that you mentioned, not only is he deadbeat and he's breaking the law, he's living a life of sin, but I would add something else to my mental health counseling background. This man's got some pretty serious pathology going on.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And until we all stand up as Americans, like I mentioned earlier, how long do you expect to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave if we don't have the guts to stand for principle? And I think, Dave, people are waking up. The billion-dollar question is, are we going to all wake up? Is enough of us going to wake up quick enough before the crapper hits the fan?
You know, you talk about waking up, Rich, and one of the people I think right now on the political scene, and we've been asking all of our guests to comment on Donald Trump, but as you see, you know, love him or hate him, like him or not, you know, whether you're going to vote for him or not is not really the issue, but he is breaking of any politician that I've ever seen, he is certainly breaking the political correct paradigm. He is saying things that are not popular. He is saying things that normally people would be, you know, lambasted for because they're not politically correct. I mean, what's your thoughts overall, Rich, on Donald Trump and some of the things that he's bringing up that I think is really the pulse of a lot of people in this nation, A, and B, do you really think he's got a real chance of actually making it to the White House?
Well, I'll tell you, I agree with most of the things you just said, Jim, but I think what he's saying is popular because I think, you know, for the first several months, Trump and Ben Carson were the two most popular candidates because of the fact that they chewed up and spit out political correctness. The American people have been drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness for so long that they are so refreshed by hearing people actually have the guts to say the truth. You know, and I mentioned this in my book, we don't just need brain strategy and a plan of action, guys. What we need desperately in America is guts. We need somebody. People ask me at a talk or a radio show often, what's the biggest reason for the middle class demise? I say ignorance, apathy, and indifference. But the number one reason that's destroying the middle class, folks, is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. In other words, the fear of telling the truth. So I think, you know, we're still a year away from the election, or a little longer, a little less. But, you know, so many things could happen. But look at Jeb Bush. He said basically to Trump in public, you will not be president. Now, there's so much corruption, even in the voting things with the delegates and the superdelegates. And, you know, there's so much behind the scene crap. And this is one of the reasons I keep going back to AnnaVonWrites.com and her book on how we need to get rid of the freaking attorneys and judges. They've sold out. They've been paid under the table. Okay. And if we all convene grand juries around the nation, her book could be a very relevant tool, Jim.
I think that's a very, very, very salient point. But the problem is getting enough people to do it and getting enough people with the knowledge to do it. I don't think Trump is going to be president. If his candidacy is sincere and real, and I know a lot of people wonder about that, but let's assume for the sake of argument it is, Rich, his candidacy is sincere, the powers that be are not going to let him ascend to the presidency. They'll do a couple of things. They'll play, you know, voter fraud at the various primaries like they did with Pat Buchanan. And I think the second thing that'll happen, if that doesn't work, they'll kill him like they did Bobby Kennedy.
Well, one thing I don't have, Dave, is a crystal ball. But I've listened to you for a while now. I know Jim. I've listened to Jim. I think that being a patriot has its risks. We're all imperfect sinners. I sure know I am. And I have a long way to go. But I know one thing, that if we don't forgive, if we don't keep trying, nothing will happen. If his heart is good, nobody can read another man's heart or mind. But if Trump's heart is good and he is a true patriot and cares about this country and he's for real, he has to try. Because if he doesn't try, you know what's going to happen, Dave? Nothing. I mean, there's some other people in there that could be possible candidates. I like Rand Paul a lot. I don't think the powers that be are going to let him get very far. Cruz, I'm still, I think he's up there. And I still like Ben Carson a little bit. The rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, they're not worth their salt. And I think that if Trump does what he says, there is a chance on turning back to America and creating freedom and liberty again. Because there's four things that the middle class really pine for, and that's freedom, liberty, time, and health. And I mentioned those four because those four cannot be bought back.
Rich, we just got about a minute and a half left here. Before we give you a chance and opportunity to give out your websites and where people can get your book and DVD, give the listeners out there just one thing in about 20 seconds or 30 seconds, one thing they can do right now after this broadcast. Is it go out and buy a planner? Is it go out and buy a bucket of food? Give them one thing they can do right now just to escape from the system a little bit.
Okay. What you need to do, folks, especially if you're in urban, suburban America, is to stop consolidating power. Draw a line in the sand, say no to political correctness. And go out there and get neighbors together, community together, and have ideas and solutions conferences. Have preparedness, self-sufficiency expos. Nature creates synergy. The good people that you want to talk to will come together, and it's a way to really start the ball rolling.
Why don't you give out your websites, Rich?
My website is offgridmontana.com. Again, that's offgridmontana.com. Montana.com, and Montana is spelled out, not abbreviated. And folks, if we do nothing, if you listen to broadcasts like this and you go home and you do nothing and you don't create communication with your neighbors, your family, your friends, then nothing will get done. And it's up to us. I call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American, because I am. And I graduated from high school in three colleges, didn't attend one graduation ceremony because I wasn't into the hoopla. I wasn't into the big deal.
Rich, we're just simply out of time. Dave, any final words?
No, this has been terrific, Rich. I look forward to getting you back. This is great stuff. And to everybody else, thanks for tuning in today. And we look forward to being back with you next week on Monday. Go out and have a great weekend. God bless.